is excited out here. I am telling you. I know, I'm excited. I am telling you, okay, we've got so much here tonight. You know, I booked Burton Cummings here, which is a huge big deal for us. Zombies. I mean, how much better that does it get? I'm like, there's no way to get any better. And then I got, oh, by the way, Hal Goodstone and Rod Argent with him. Oh, okay. Is there any other way this could get any better? Are you guys ready to rock and roll? Let us take you back to the golden era of rock and roll. The time when it was music and rock was rock. Let's hear it for The Zombies!
I love you. friend, he just loved to pray. I can't believe you remember. That's all this first started over 50 years ago. And he has changed, for us is still a thrill of performance and playing in front of a wonderful audience like you. But thank you so much for coming to see us. We're going to take you on some of the musical journeys now over the last 50 years. As I say, we started at 61, and so now we're actually into our 52nd year of play. So we've got many series to play, and one of the first four songs are a very good example, because I Love You and Can't I Really Love You were songs we recorded when we were about 16 or 17 years old. But the third song is the title track from our brand new album, because we always wanted to keep recording new stuff. So the third song is Breathe Out, Breathe In, title track from our brand new album. And I hope you didn't see what I call the join in between, because there was a 40-year gap in between those songs. Anyway, this evening, as I say, we're going to take you on a musical journey through those years, and now we'd like to play a song. I hope you all know. Please do join in. The chorus is pretty simple once you get the hang of it. So, Steve, why don't you give us a counting? Here we go. We're telling them.
He came up to us and said, "Oh man, that's my song." We were so knocked out, 19 years old, and there we were playing the song there, The Heroes, which was great. But as Colin said also, it's very important for us, we're really not a band that likes to just go through the motions. It's really important to us to actually get excited about writing and recording new material. We had an album out 18 months ago, which had some absolutely stunning reviews in the US, as well as in the UK. And as an aside, believe it or not, we've already started recording material for our next album as well. Anyway, we've just got an hour tonight, so we're just going to do a couple of songs. We've done one already, Breathe Out, Breathe In, as Colin said, that was the third song we played tonight. Third song we played tonight. That was a song of mine, now a song of Colin's from the album. Great song. And I have to ask you to look out for a delicious acoustic guitar solo on this. You're going to be knocked out. This is called Any Other Way. Sells more every year now than it did when it first came out. It's an absolutely crazy story. And people started to talk about it. The first guy I really remember talking about, he was a huge contemporary star in the UK at the time, and still is, I have to say, a guy called Paul Weller, when Paul was number one with the Jam in the UK. He quoted this as being, in the middle of the punk explosion, he quoted this as being his favourite album of all time. And that's something which he said just a few weeks ago in a big prestigious newspaper, also on a prestigious programme back in the UK as well. And lots of people since that times of singing waves and generations, often of young indie bands, but also established stars such as Tom Petty and Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters, have constantly said nice things about themselves. So eventually, a couple of years ago, it made number 80 in the top 500 albums of all time in Rolling Stone. So we have to do this three songs from the album for you tonight. The album is called Odyssey and Oracle. And we're going to start with a song that just a year ago on Scandinavian TV, Dave Grohl was being interviewed, and he said, and they said, okay, what is the song, the one song that changed your life? And he thought about it and said, okay, if I've got to choose one, I'm going to choose the first track from the Zombies, obviously not on that album, which is called Care of Cell 44. A couple of years ago on an album that they made. And let me tell you, quite a few years ago, when Tiger Woods' father passed away, he wanted to make a memorial video in honour of his father. And we're very proud that he chose this song from the album. It's a Chris White song, the guy who was the original bass player in the band, and it's called This Will Be Our Year.
Thank you.
all the songs we play tonight have a connection to us. And this next one is might seem a little obscure, but if I could perhaps explain that when we recorded Odyssey and Oracle in Abbey Road, the assistant engineer was a chap called Alan Parsons. And I realised that I lived just up the road from him anyway, so we just used to have a coffee break or whatnot. And then on Saturday, we used to meet in this pub called The Flask in Hampstead Village, and we would sup a few ales together. And he would say, one day, I'd like to do an album where the whole thing is focused on the producer. The producer is the artist, and he invites guest singers to come in and sing. And I said, that sounds like a great idea. And mine's a pint. I had to have backed it up with a little bit of English nouse. And when he did his first album, it was called Tales of Mystery and Imagination. Unfortunately, I was living in California at the time, so I couldn't see him. But when he did his second album, which was called Pyramid, I sang a song called The Eagle Will Rise Again. It's absolutely beautiful song, beautiful song. And from there on in, because of this connection that I made with Alan Parsons, when the songs were recording in Abbey Road, I sang on many of the Alan Parsons project albums. But my favourite one, this is what I'm getting round to, is I'm going to play it for you now. Sorry, did I go around the houses there? I'm really sorry, I can't say anything in two words. My favourite one is from the album Eye in the Sky, and the track that I sang is called Old and Wise, and I'm going to play it for you now.
There are shadows of earth.
was a top singer on guitar.
Zombies and Time of the Season. Now, when the original incarnation of the Zombies first split up in 67, my colleague Jim Roth and I went away and we formed a band called Argent. Now, a couple of things that a lot of people don't know. Most people think the biggest hit in the band was actually written by me, but it wasn't. It was written by Chris White, the original bass player in Zombies, who became a sort of silent member of Argent. He became co-producer with me, co-writer, and one day he heard us in the early days jamming on Time of the Season, and we went into an experimental thing that we'd never played before, and he loved the riff that he heard, and he wrote a song around it, and that song became Hold Your Head Up. Now, when people, a lot of people think the words to Hold Your Head Up when they sing along are Hold Your Head Up, Whoa, but that's not right. It's actually, Hold Your Head Up, Woman. That's the actual word. So if you're going to sing along with us tonight, get it. And I hope you do. This is Hold Your Head Up.
Thank you. you so much. Well, we would love to play all night with you, but we've got another great band coming on, so we've got to do our very last song in a sec. Before we do, we just have to say it's such a joy to play every night in front of such a great band. On the guitar, you've heard some lovely acoustic and electric stuff from Mr. Tom Too. On the drums, a powerhouse of a drummer who's also a wonderful all-round musician who plays guitar, bass, piano. He writes scores for television back in the UK, and he's been in a hit European band under his own right. Mr. Steve Rothen on the drums. On Easter Day 1961, we had our first rehearsal, and on that day we asked this guy to be in the band. He turned us down. But years later, he became founder member with me of Argent, and after Argent, for 18 years, on their biggest ever selling albums in America, he was bass player with the Kinks. He was in Ronnie Donegan's band for several years. He's played from time to time with such legendary bands as The Animals and other people. Some great jazz and blues players. It's the legend, which is Mr. Jim Rothen.
Thank you. We were at the main stage earlier this year. It's always great to come back to the Chicago area, and St. Charles is a wonderful place. And it's part of the greater Chicago area, I know. So let's give a great Chicago area welcome to two of our all-time great British musicians. Come on, everybody, for Ron Argent, Colin Blunstone.
I must quickly urge you, if you've got a chance, check out the merch desk and look for our new album called Breathe Out, Breathe In. We spent about an hour before the show signed them. I promise you they are our signatures. And honestly, you get some fabulous reviews. I think Paul's even put one or two of those reviews up on the desk so you can see. But also check out our website, thezombies.net. You'll see all sorts of video clips of us performing stuff from the album. And loads of other goodies as well. But it only remains for us to say thanks for being such a hip, enthusiastic audience tonight. It's been a joy. And we would love to finish. This is our final song this evening. And this is the first hit we ever had, She's Not There.